Hi everyone, I'm Joel Premack and welcome to the Community-Led Growth Show. Each week, I will be speaking with community leaders to share insights with you all on how to build a community-led growth company. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, I'm Joel Premack, host of the Community-Led Growth Show. Today, I'm joined by Caroline Sellis, Community Manager at Zoom Info. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Caroline.
Thank you for having me. This is my first podcast interview, so be gentle.
I will. Don't worry. And I'm really happy to have you on the show. I remember my first time being on a podcast about a year ago, actually, now. So shout out to George Soto over at Reprise because he gave me the opportunity. So thank you very much. And I'm happy to extend it to you now, too. So it's all about giving back.
Yeah.
Well, first off, for all of our listeners, would you please give them a quick 30-second intro about yourself?
I would be delighted. So my name is Caroline Sellis. I am currently living in Boston, but I've lived in Chicago and suburbs of New York. I know, Joel, you're doing a little like happy motion. I miss Chicago. It's the best city, I think, in the whole world. And that's where I got my career started. I've always been in the marketing world, and I started as a content strategist. Then I had the opportunity to dive into social media, and I love it. It came really naturally to me. And at the time, I was one of the only people at the agency I was working at doing social media strategy. So as time went on, I just started to find my niche more and more. And now I definitely am 100% clear that I belong working in community. I absolutely love it. And I have been our community manager here at Zoom Info for the past over a year and a half. And Zoom Info is a modern go-to-market software, data, and intelligence platform. So it's all about helping companies sell and market their products and services to other businesses. So I'm really lucky that as a community manager, I get to help that process along the way by connecting with our customers and also our employees internally. Employee advocacy is a really big passion of mine.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. It's definitely had a great career, and we're excited to dive into the conversation today around community at Zoom Info. Yeah, so what started the conversations internally about launching community at Zoom Info?
So when I first started at Zoom Info, my main priority as a community manager was I needed to streamline all the social moderation processes. So when a lot of people think of community manager, they think, oh, you're replying to people on Twitter. But then, you know, us OGs, us real community managers, no, that's not the job. That's not all it is. But that's definitely where we started at Zoom Info. We had so many opportunities to increase our social engagement. And once I came on, it was like, shuck yeah, let's do it, let's start. And my first priority was definitely make every social engagement more enjoyable for our customers and establish those relationships. So as I was establishing those relationships, I really got to know our customers and our employees too, because they're very motivated and heavily involved in creating their own brands on social and connecting with our customers. So once that was streamlined and everyone was really satisfied and thriving and feeling great about where we were with our social engagement, there was this opportunity, okay, let's take it to the next level. Let's make real community here at Zoom Info. And I focused first on establishing an employee community. So we have over 600 people. So out of our 220, almost 3,000 people, we have 600 of them in our Zoom Influencer Employee Advocacy community. And that, yeah, that is like my little baby. I love it so much. And what makes it such a worthwhile community is that everyone at Zoom Info, everyone who's a Zoom influencer is not there to promote the company. They're there in Zoom influencer community to promote their brands, establish their careers, and grow and support each other. So just to reiterate, started off really, let's focus on social engagement. Then it moved on, let's create community within Zoom Info. And now, you know, in Q4 of 2021, I launched our customer community, and it has just really crystallized for me. Can I curse on this podcast? Can I?
Don't go crazy, but yeah.
Okay. I freaking love my job. I freaking love community. I freaking love bringing people together, and I freaking love doing it at ZoomInfo. So right now I have a thriving employee advocacy community and a really budding customer community on LinkedIn. It's a private LinkedIn group. And all of it just happened very naturally. At ZoomInfo, we like to be methodical. We're all about the data, right? So we're not going to jump into things if we don't have the strategy behind it. And by starting with social engagements and then moving to employee communities, getting employee community to be at a kick-ass place, then we thought, now we're ready to bring this to our beloved customers. And that has been going for a few months now. It is the pride of my life. I wake up excited to go to work and talk to everyone in my multiple communities.
Awesome. Thank you. So you just kind of touched on that you guys built out this LinkedIn community for your customers, as you mentioned. And I'm just really curious, because you guys are building a community for a multi-product company, though, that serves different audiences, how did you guys go about doing so and building it?
I love that question because it took a lot of time and a lot of strategizing and a ton of interviewing. Something that I have learned in my career as a budding community manager, thanks to Joe Huber from Sprout and also Crystal Wu from Shopify, is you got to interview, you got to talk to people. You can't just assume you know what your audience wants. So when I was looking at our social engagements and I was talking back and forth with our customers, you being one of them, that's how we connected, Joel. There was a common thread, you know, these recruiters, marketers, salespeople, they all wanted to hit their numbers and beyond, and they were using ZoomInfo to do it. That's why they were asking questions. Hey, how can I use this tool? Is anybody else using this specific ZoomInfo tool to help reach out to prospects, et cetera? It was already a conversation that was being had about all of the tools in our arsenal throughout all of our different demographics. So we saw this opportunity. Let's bring all of these people together, these really passionate, career-driven, motivated people together to educate, hey, here's how you use our platform. What else do you want to see? How can we improve on our offerings right now? Because as I said, it's all about the customer and about the data. And we need that data and the proof from the customer of how we can improve. So the too long didn't read is we got to where we have with our community and building it across all of our different offerings with the overall mentality of these are people who care about their careers. They care about improving and going up the ladder, and they're using ZoomInfo to do it. Let's bring all of these people together and see how they can help each other and how we can help each other.
That's awesome. So this is an interesting topic because that we're going to hit next, because I think in the last couple of years, haven't really heard of too many companies or organizations really launching community via LinkedIn group. So I'm really curious as to why you guys decided to launch the ZoomInfo customer community as a LinkedIn group.
Yes. So here, this is another question I love because it took a lot of strategizing and thinking about where are our customers? Where are they asking the questions about the platform? Where are they connecting with each other about the platform and just about growing their careers? And that was on LinkedIn. We were starting small. We wanted to build it from the ground up and really build something spectacular. So we wanted to start where everyone already was. And that was on LinkedIn, where they were having those discussions. It was also a priority platform from a social media point of view. So that's just a little bonus, but really it's that this is where everybody already was. You know, we thought about Reddit and we thought about Discord, but there weren't many great examples of how a brand can own a Reddit channel versus just contributing to the conversation. So that LinkedIn group allowed us to have ownership of the branding, invite certain people based on their interest in the brand and their activity on the platform. It has provided us with the perfect balance of moderation, as well as leaving things open for people to join and come and go as they please. And so far, I'm very, very pleased with it. I think it was a great place for us to start for our needs.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Thank you so much for sharing that. So you mentioned earlier that the customer community has been live for a few months now. Hopefully, I assume that it's going well.
So yes, it is.
As that's going well, then how are you guys planning to build out new ways in the future to engage with members?
You know, that again is constantly iterating, because as we grow our group, we're about 60 customers right now. And as it grows, our customers have different needs and different goals for their career and for how they hit their number. So again, it all goes back to interviewing one-on-one with those founding members, that like inner ring of my community that I've known for quite a long time before we even launched, and saying, how would you prefer to connect and get information and learn and grow? Right now, we found that bi-monthly networking events are really helpful and people get a lot out of that. But we're also on a weekly basis asking, hey, what do you guys want to learn about? Here are some tips. I have dedicated CSMs that are recording videos for very specific questions that our customer community has. And then going forward in the future, of course, I want to bring everyone together as much as possible. So hopefully we can do in-person events eventually, but trying to get more of our product professionals and the people who really know our roadmap, connecting with the customers who really know our product and know exactly what they want to see. So moving forward, it's just all about connecting people. That's all I have to say about that. It's all about connecting people.
Great. I love the idea of bringing CSMs into the conversation by having them, well, one, get that kind of virtual FaceTime by recording those videos to show people in the community that way of doing it, something in ZoomInfo, or how you can achieve X outcome by maybe doing, here's one way, here's way two to do it. I love that idea, because then it's also bringing another stakeholder into the conversation.
And may I also add, what's so freaking cool about that is we have customers saying, oh my gosh, you know, I tried that, but I made a little tweak and it worked perfectly for me. And that's the whole goal, right? Bringing people together, talking about how they can improve whatever their mutual goal is here for us in our community. It's driving your career, hitting your number, and how they can help each other do that more effectively. So that makes my heart explode when I see it. And I see it more and more as our community grows.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And I love that add-on too about like, just sometimes those simple tweaks to things when they see someone explaining it maybe a little differently, or see how someone would like do it in their eyes versus your eyes, sometimes can make all the difference to achieving that outcome.
And then our CSMs take that back to their teams and they take it back to product and they go, hey, we have this super exclusive group of enthusiastic customers and they gave us a kick-ass idea. We need to talk about this. It's just, I'm gushing about it, but I love, we're called ZI Insiders, Zinsiders. It's a private LinkedIn group. And it's been such a pleasure and joy to grow.
Great. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a step out now. You mentioned that the community's been live for a few months, about 6 months or so at this time. So what are the key metrics that show traction for it and therefore the larger value of the community to the company?
When I think about community metrics, it is easy to get wrapped up in the follower count, all of that kind of stuff. But for me, I'm not looking at what's quantitative. I'm looking at everything qualitative. It is valuable for me. It's valuable for the marketing team. It's valuable for the entire company when we have people asking questions themselves or saying, hey, I had this idea for an update, and they're posting on their own accord without any prompts. That is how I measure traction, how I measure this community is growing, people are interested, and there's upward momentum. It has nothing for me, it has nothing to do with how many people are in this community group. It has nothing to do with how many people read my email, right? It's who's showing up consistently to these networking events, who's asking their own questions. Yesterday, actually, I noticed in our group that someone asked a question completely unprompted. And then another community member replied, again, unprompted. And I did a little dance, a little happy dance around my apartment, because that is success. That is how I go up the ladder and show my boss and my boss's boss, et cetera, et cetera. Look, people are here. They're listening. They're talking. They're bringing things up. And that is the whole point of having a community, is being there for the customer. It's not how many people like us and come to our group. Like, that doesn't matter, right? It's about how are these people feeling? How do we make them feel? And how do we help them be better?
I love that. And I would also just add, I love that idea or like interaction that you just described of members helping members. That's so just like nice to see, because they're bringing something that's like their own experience to the table. And there's always going to be that different perception that happens when it's a member helping someone else who's also a customer versus a customer in your community getting helped by like someone at ZoomInfo. There's always going to kind of be this like little bit of like, I don't know exactly what it is. It's just the way that people like perceive themselves. Like, there's something special about someone else who uses it showing you or telling you how they use it.
It just feels more genuine. And I'm also very lucky. I can't discredit the ZoomInfo people that I do have in ZI Insiders, because they were selected to be in this community because they are genuine and they love talking to customers and they need to learn directly from our customers. So I definitely don't want to discredit, you know, when community moderators go in and reply to things. But there is a certain special thing when I see, oh, Jack commented on Andre's question and they both have the same question. Let's tackle it and individually email them and bring them together. You know, it's really special.
Definitely. Love that. So as we've kind of talked about throughout the episode, the community is relatively young. So what are some lessons that you've learned along the way that you'd like to share with our audience about building out the ZoomInfo community?
I'm so glad you asked this. I want to preface by saying I started as a social media strategist. I am only in the past few years really diving into community. And as I mentioned in my intro, it is now my niche. It's my obsession. It's where I want to take my career. And the biggest lesson I learned is ask questions in two different ways. First, as I've said over and over again, you got to talk to your community members. You have to interview your demographic. For example, I interviewed a ton of salespeople before I even thought about approaching customers in sales. Same thing with marketing and recruiting. So then I could better communicate with my whole community. But at the same time, you have to ask questions of other professionals. I think I already name dropped them, but Joe Huber from Sprout, Crystal Wu from Shopify, Christina Garnett from HubSpot. Oh my gosh, these are people I just connected with on Twitter. And I have gotten so much support from them and asking questions and saying, hey, what do you guys think about this? How do you approach ABC? That it gave me the confidence and helped me realize I can freaking do this and I'm great at it and I love it and this is a job for me. But if I'm going to think about one specific lesson I learned, it is you got to have patience, because you're going to have to do a lot of education up the ladder internally. I think it's just natural. Community is definitely a growing new thing and everybody has different interpretations of what community means. I'm very fortunate that my boss is incredibly invested and loves community. And I really have to say everyone on my team up the ladder is really receptive and excited about community. But there are those moments just in life where you have to think, okay, how can I explain this to someone who has no idea what I'm talking about? Let me break it down so that we're all on the same page. Because everyone really has different interpretations of what community managing is, what a community is. Is it a platform? Is it a group? Is it a Slack channel, et cetera? So that was my biggest lesson, is you got to learn how to talk about community and get everyone on the same page.
I love that. And it almost creates really like the sense of alignment around what community means at your organization. Here's what it looks like. And then here's how we think about it and build it with this point of view.
Yeah. Because if me as a community manager, I cannot serve my community if I'm being asked to report on different metrics that don't make sense to my community or don't apply. Or I also can't serve my community if my community isn't helping me serve the company as well in some way. And the way my community helps me serve the company is by giving me incredible feedback for product building and just every part of the process of being a customer. We get really wonderful feedback and value there. So I hope that answers that question.
It definitely does. And I also will touch on, I love the fact that you just kind of mentioned how there are so many different ways that can kind of essentially like take shape or take form. And on the show, it's been really fun to explore all of them and probably some that haven't even been yet discussed on the show. But you're definitely right that it takes a lot of different shapes at a lot of different types of companies.
So I know I've talked about all about the lessons I've learned and all the people who have helped me along the way, but you have to be constantly learning and asking questions if you're going to be a good community manager, because it's all about empathy. It's about seeing what's new. How can I improve on things? And one example that I always go back to and think about in my head is Sprout Social's Facebook group. Now, my background as a social media strategist, I was in this Facebook group asking so many questions like, oh my gosh, Facebook just changed their business rules again, or like the 20% rule is gone. What happened? You know, all of that stuff. And seeing, look at all these other social media professionals on Facebook. We all don't like Facebook. None of us wants to really use Facebook, but I go there for the Sprout group. I go there because I know I'm going to get that support. And honestly, that is what gave me the confidence to start our community as a LinkedIn group, was seeing, listen, this Sprout Facebook group has been around forever and it's still active, even as people really shy away from using Facebook regularly. It's still active. It's still a great resource. And you just have to find a place and commit to it. So I have taken a ton of inspiration from Joe Huber and his Sprout Facebook group. Of course, I know they also have their own community now called the Social Exchange. And I think that's a great example of how you can scale. You start off with a group, you nurture it, you commit to it. And then when it's time, you scale and can go into a bigger area for your community.
Love that. And I'm also a huge Sprout fan. Wow. So go Sprout Grow. We're big fans. Yes, definitely are. Well, as we come up towards the end of the episode, I'd love to hear your three community trends in B2B SaaS that you're watching for in 2022 and beyond.
So three community trends I'm really excited about. Something that is taking over my Twitter is all about Web3. And I know Web3 is not community, but the discussion, the community discussions around Web3 and NFTs and all of that is so fascinating to me. And I'm really inspired by the Web3 innovators who are owning the space and just dominating it and saying, we're going to talk about this. We're going to theorize together. We're going to publish writing. We're going to publish articles and really make this happen. So that's one thing is Web3. Second thing is I'm really interested in the community future for TikTok. Is we've seen TikTok completely blow up over the last few years, especially during lockdown and the pandemic. So how is the platform going to add any more community features to it? And then thirdly, I'm really, really interested to see if Twitter communities are going to stick. I love it. I am part of Crystal Wu's community for community managers, and I love it because it's a platform I'm already on, and it just gives me a secret little space to communicate with the other people that have the same values as I do. So I'm interested to see, again, Web3, what community features will happen for TikTok, if any, and then finally, the future of Twitter communities.
Awesome. Those are all great trends, and I'm excited to see them too, especially TikTok. I actually had someone from a company on the show recently talking about how they've grown community on TikTok, especially, and some other social platforms, as how they grow community in one instance of community at their organization. So it's actually really cool. And their content's hilarious. So I really enjoyed my research. I just laughed a lot for that episode. So thank you so much for sharing those with us. And again, thank you so much for being on the Community-Led Growth Show today, Caroline. If people want to follow and or connect with you after listening to the episode, what are the best channels and or handles for them to do so?
Love it. So on Twitter, I'm at Social Salas, which is really unfortunate because I have a lisp, as you can hear. But I'm at Social Salas, S-A-L-I-S. It's one word, Social Salas. And connect with me on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn constantly. I'd love to see what your career journey is like. And maybe if you need help or I need help, we can work together in that way and form our own little community. So please feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.